Today's daf is Beya Daf Chof Aleph, and we are 11 lines from the bottom of Daf Chof Amid Beis Iboilu. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for Shalema, for Shlomo ben Zara Aliza, Avadi ben Miriam Leah, Moshe Abba ben Devorah, Devorah ben Smecha, Shmu ben Tehila, Chaim Moshe ben Frumit, Kleinemus Kalman ben Rivka, Yaakov Aaron ben Fega, and Tamar bas Chasida from Rivka. Today's daf is also being learned for Ilui Nishmas, Chaim Moshe ben Yisrael, and Ilui Nishmas, Miral bas Ramosha. So we're continuing to discuss the Mishnah and Daf Yotes Amid Aleph that mentioned two machloikesin between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, which in a way distinguished themselves amongst the many machloikesin between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel that are discussed in Masechtas Beah. That was when a Yid was Oyle Regel, Shalosh Pa'amim Bashana, and he had a mitzvah to bring two karbonos, the Shalmei Chagiga and the Oilas Re'iyah. If he didn't bring any one of those two karbanas, he was over the loisase of a loye ro'o panay rekam. B'Shaim B'Sol argued regarding two points of those karbanas. Number one, are you allowed to bring the Oilas Re'iyah on Yontif, or you're not allowed to bring the Oilas Re'iyah on Yontif? Why would you think you can? It's from the Chayvay Sayyay. Why would you think you cannot? Because the Oilas Re'iyah is a karban yachid, and the Oilas Re'iyah was kuloy kalo. Hence, there is no Meleches Oichel Nefesh component. And based on that, you would think that maybe the Melachos involved in bringing the Oilas Re'iyah would not be Daichi Yontif. The other Machloikis was a carbon that you're allowed to bring on Yontif. The Shalmei Chagiga, for example. Was there a mitzvah smicha? Or was there not a mitzvah smicha? In the Gemara's discussion of these Machloikis in between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, the Gemara got involved in a related discussion, and that is nedarim unedavos, craven beyontif or in craven beyontif. So if somebody made a neder, he's going to bring a carbon. Someone made a nedava and said he's going to bring a carbon. Can he fulfill that obligation on yontif or not? And the truth is, it was very practical sometimes to be able to bring the neder and the nedava on yontif, because on yontif yidden were in the Beis Hamikdash anyways. So it would be gishmak if you could. Stating that nedarim unedavos, craven beyontif or in craven beyontif. Bringing a carbon involves doing malacha, shchita, haktara. So the question is, are the malachos of nedarim and nedavos doichi yantif, or are they not doichi yantif? Now, one thing was clear in the sugya, that an oilas neder and an oilas nedava for sure is not doichi yantif. Because again, the oil wasn't eaten, it was given completely to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hence there's no malachos oichel nefesh component. So of course, the Melacha, that's Nogeya, the Oilas Neder and the Oilas Nedava, will not be permissible on Yontif. The question, however, was the Shlomim. What if someone made a Neder, he's going to be a Shlomim, or someone has a Shalmei Nedava? Is that Doicha Yontif or not? The Tzad Yeh would be that being that a part of it was eaten by the Bailim, by the Kehanim, so there's a Melacha Seichel Nefesh component. So you would think, maybe, yeah. So what's the bottom line? Nedarim and Nedava is craven beyontif or ain't craven beyontif. Again, only by a shlamim. So what emerged is that it was a major machloikis tana. The Gemara and Daf Yotes Amar Aleph brought two brises that Rabbi Yosef said are arguing this point. Nedarim and Nedava is craven beyontif or ain't craven beyontif. The Gemara and Daf Yotes Amar Breis brought one brisa that mentioned three shitas, Tanakama, Rav Shimon, Rabbi Elazar, Rav Shimon. And the Gemara said that in that brisa there's a machloikis, Nedarim and Nedava is craven beyontif or ain't craven beyontif. The Gemara and Daf Chof Amar Breis brought two versions of the behind-the-scenes exchange between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel when they debated whether you could bring the Oilas Re'iyah and Yontif, and what emerged from the two versions of that exchange was, again, a machloikis tanam, nedarim and nedavos craven beyontif, or nedarim and nedavos ain't craven beyontif. So this was a major machloikis tanam. It repeated itself three times in the last two dafin, and today's daf picks up on that note. Eboilu. According to the Rambam that holds Nedarim and Nedavos, even a Shlomim in Kraven Beyontif, Avar V'Shachat Mai. What would be if someone went and he did Shechita on this carbon? Could you do Zrika? Or could you not do Zrika? So this Gemara is a little reminiscent of a Gemara that we learned a few dafin ago. If somebody cooks from Yontif L'Shabbos without making an Erev Tavshilin, the Gemara said, Avar V'Ofa. My, could you eat the food or could you not eat the food? So here the question is, Avar v'shachat ma'i. You're not supposed to shecht the neder or the nedav on yontif, but Avar v'shachat, you went ahead and you did it. What's the halacha? Can you do zrika with the dam or can you not do zrika with the dam? Rava Amar, Rava said, Zorik es adam. The halacha is you could do zrika, amanas lahat the basar b'achila. As long as there's basar to be eaten, As long as this Zrika is going to be Matir Basur La'achila, the halach is you're allowed to do Zrika. Rabbi Barafuna said, Zorik es Adam, al menas lahakter emurim la'erev. Even if there's no basa that's going to be eaten, as long as there are emurim, there are fats that are going to be burnt on the Mizbeach, that's enough of excuse for you to be able to do this Zrika. My benai, what's the nafkamina between what Rava said and what Rabbi Barafuna said? Rava said you could do Zrika if you're going to be matter basal achila. Rabbi Barafuna said you could do Zrika if you're going to be matter haktara semurim. The nafkamina says the Gemara is, ikibenai, you're nitma basar, oishavat. If the basar became tame, or you don't have basar, Rava, according to Rava, now that there's no basar to be eaten, loizarek, you wouldn't be able to do Zrika. Rabbi Barafuna. According to Rabbi Barafuna, however, that you don't necessarily need basar, even if all you have is a murim faktara, that's enough for you to be able to do the Zrika. Zarek, the halach is, you'd be able to do the Zrika. So the bottom line is, if somebody was avar v'shachat mai, the teretz is, you can do the Zrika. However, you have to make sure that you have either basar according to Rava, or according to Rabbi Barafuna, at the very least, you're going to have a murim. Now, just two things in terms of understanding the Gemara a little bit better. It's clear that if somebody is avar the shachat, a neder or nedav on yontif, the carbon is not pasul. Because if the carbon is pasul, you can't do a zrika. You can't take dam of a carbon that's pasul and do zrika on the mizbech. B'dievet, if you did zrika, there's sugis and shots. But you can't go and do zrika likatchila with the dam of a carbon that's pasul. So it would seem that the carbon, from a kachin perspective, is a kachin carbon. The question is, could I do zrika or could I not do zrika? So here's the follow-up question. If really the carbon is kosher, so why shouldn't I be able to do Zrika? What's the problem? The Shechita, I understand why it's a problem. It involves doing a malacha. Shechit is one of the Lamentas malachas. But Zrika, I'm taking blood, I'm spritzing it on a mizbeach. I'm not doing any malacha. So if I'm not doing any malacha, why should it be a problem? So Rashi says, Enochinami, there really is no deraisa problem. However, it's a shvus. And that was the question. The question was, were the Chachamim Geyser, that midrabanon as a shvus, you shouldn't be able to do Zrika or not? This is a quintessential shvus b'mikdash. We're dealing with a shvus that relates to doing zrika on the mizbeach. There's no avodah that epitomizes mikdash more than the zrika of a carbon. That was the ikar avodah of a carbon. Yet, Chazal, maybe, were geyser midrabanan and said, don't do zrika. And that was the question. Can you or can you not? Rava said, if you're going to be matar basar v'achila, then you can do it. Rabbi Barafuna said that even if you're not going to be matar basar v'achila, as long as you're going to be matar emurim lehaktara, then it's going to be okay. The background to that is that the halacha is that even a carbon where you're allowed to eat from its meat, you're only allowed to eat after the zrika. Haktara semurim as well. You're only allowed to take the fats and put them on the mizbeach after the zrika. So the zrika is related to the basar l'achila. It's related to the emurim l'haktara, and that's what the Gemara is saying. If the zrika is going to accomplish that, it's going to be matar basar l'achila, or it's going to be matar emurim, then the halacha is you could do the zrika. Otherwise, we're going to be geizah shvus b'miktash, and we're going to say that you can't do this Rika. Freit Gemara Kash. Meisavei. Kifsei Atzeres. So this Braisa is discussing the Kifsei Atzeres. These were the two lambs. They were Karbanoi Sibur. They were Karbanoi Shlomim. They were brought one day a year on Shavuos. They came together with Shtei Halechem, with two loaves of bread. So the Kifsei Atzeres is a very unique type of carbon. It's the one example in the Torah of a Shalmei Tzibur. This is a carbon Shlomim. It's also a carbon Tzibur. So it says the Brais, the Kifsei Atzeres, Shashachin Shalei Lishman, if the Kifsei Atzeres were Shachot Shalei Lishman. So the kind that did the Shechita, he had in mind, instead of Shlomim, Oila, or Chata, some other carbon, or he did the Shechita, he did it before Shavuos, or after Shavuos, he's supposed to bring it on Shavuos. So he did the Shechita in a pasul way. The halach is Adam Nizarek. You're allowed to do Zrika with the dam, and you're allowed to eat the basar. Now you would think, if I messed up on the Shechita, why am I allowed to do a Zrika? The teretz is, because even though if a person brings a carbon, shaloi l'shma, the halach is, it's loy olu l'baylam l'shem chayvi. You didn't fulfill the obligation to bring the carbon, but at the same time, the carbon itself is kosher. And therefore, even though it was done shaloi l'shma, habasi yachel, and the same is true for the kivsei atzeres Lifnei Zmanoi, La'achar Zmanoi, even though of course you can fulfill the obligation of Kivsei Hatzeres, but at the same time, the carbon is kosher. As a result, you could do Zrika, and not just that, Habasei Yachel, you'll be able to eat the bas. V'moyser Shabbos, let's say when this happened, it was also Shabbos. So then the halach is lo yizrik. You can't do Zrika. And the reason is because the basar of a shlamim had to be cooked. And you can't cook basar shlamim on Shabbos. Certainly not of a carbon that's not a kosher carbon. And being that you're not going to be able to cook it, so it comes out that the zrika is not going to be matir basar l'achila. If it's not going to be matir basar l'achila, so then you can't do the zrika. Ve'im zarak. Let's say you did do a zrika. Hurtza amanas l'haktar emurim l'erev. The zrika is going to be a good zrika. And therefore, at the very least, you'll be able to be makter the emurim ba'erev. Emurim can be brought at night. At night, it won't be Shabbos anymore. So even though this carbon is not a carbon that was brought in a kosher way, so it doesn't allow you to be makter the emurim on Shabbos, but mitzvah Shabbos, you'll be able to do the haktara, and that in and of itself is going to be okay. So the Gemara makes a diak. It sounds like imzorak the evident lekatchilaloi. It sounds like that the only time we say that if there's a murim, the zrika is kosher, is b'di'evit. If you did the zrika, then as long as there's a murim, it's going to be fine. But let's say you didn't have any basar, which you don't have here because of Shabbos, but you have a murim, which you know, l'katchila, I should be able to be makter at night. That's not enough of a reason for me to be able to go l'katchila and do a zrika. So the Gemara asks the kasha, bishlam ila rava nicha bishlam, according to Rava, that says that where you would think that maybe Chazal would make a gzeira, don't do zrika because of a shvus. The only time they don't make the gzeira is if the zrika is going to be matir basar l'achila. So therefore, the only time I would ever be able to do a zrika l'katchila is if I can eat the basar. But if it's Shabbos and I can't eat the basar, so there's no way for me to be able to do zrika l'katchila. B'di'evet, if I did zrika, whatever. But l'katchila, I can't do it. Elo l'Rabbi Barafuna kasha. But according to Rabbi Barafuna, that I'm allowed to do a zrika l'katchila as long as the zrika will be matter a murim lahaktara, and that's enough of a reason for Chazal to say we won't be geyser shvus on zrika as long as it will be able to be makta emurim. So why in the case of kivsei atzeres, where it's true I can't eat basa, but I'll be able to be makta emurim, why is it only in zurka b'di'evet l'katchila I should be able to do a zrika? So we're telling two unrelated halachas. One is doing a zrika on nedarim and nedavis that are in kraven b'yantiv with you or other v'shachat. The other one is doing a zrika on the kivsei atzeres when you brought the kivsei atzeres in the wrong way, but at the end of the day, zrika is not really something that's aser midday raisa. It never will be aser midday raisa from a melacha perspective. The question is, with Chazal goyza mishum shvos, it sounds like as long as the zrika will be matter, either achila or haktara, that's enough to say we won't be goyza shvos. Rava said you need achila. Rabbi Rafuna said even haktara. And it sounds like from this discussion that it has to be achila, because the brisa says clearly, v'im zorak b'di'evet, then it works as long as there's haktara. What do you mean? According to Rabbi Rafuna, even like achila it should work if there's haktara. So that's the Gemara's kasha and Rabbi Barafuna, and the Gemara gives a one word answer, kasha. You're right, it is a good kasha. You could say Shani Shvus Shabbos Mishvus Yontif. Maybe Rabbi Ravuna will tell you there's a difference between being Geyser no Zrika because of Shvus on Shabbos versus being Geyser no Zrika because of Shvus on Yontif. Shabbos, of course, is more Chomer than Yontif. As a result, when we're dealing with Yontif and somebody was Avar V'Shachat, Nedarim Nedavis, ain't craving b'yantif, but you did it b'di'evet, so then we'll allow you to do the Zrika l'katchila as long as the Zrika is going to be matter Emurim lahaktara. However, Shabbos is more chamor, and because Shabbos is more chamor, Shabbos it's not enough that the zrika could be matir haktara lemurim. Shabbos you would also need that the zrika should be matir basar lachila, and as long as the zrika can't be matir basar lekatchila, even according to Rabbi Barafuna, when it comes to Shabbos, we're not going to be matir. So Enochanami, the whole Rabbi Barafuna shita was only by yontif, which is more kulik, but when it comes to Shabbos, which is more chamor, there you're not going to have this halach. Another discussion that's going to touch on the halacha of nedarim u'nedavis kreven b'yantif. Boy minei Rab Avya Saba me Rafuna. So Rab Avya Saba asked the following question to Rafuna. Behema chetzi shal nachri v'chetzi shal yisrof. Somebody owns a behema. Now half the behema belongs to a nachri and the other half of the behema belongs to yisrof. Malu sheichta b'yantif. Am I allowed to shechta in yantif or am I not allowed to shechta in yantif? What's the background? Malach ha'saychal nafesh ha'smutter on yantif, but only for a yisrof. Lochem v'loy l'kutim. We saw it a little bit in the previous snaf, we'll see it again more in today's daf, but you can't do a melech ha'saychal nefesh for an Eini Yehudi. So the question is, what if it's one behemoth and there's partners in the behemoth? One shutif is a yid, the other shutif is an eni yehudi. So what's the halacha? Behema, that's chetz yishal nachri and chetz yishal yisrael. Can I do it or not? Amale, so Rav Huna told Rav Avyasaba mutter. It's mutter. Amale. So Rav Avyasaba had a geshmak of follow-up question. He told him, v'chima bein zeh l'nedarmen adavis. Why is this different than the Dharma Nadavas? Meaning, the man that holds the Dharma Nadavas ain't crazy beyond. What's the difference between me shechting a shalme Nadava in the Beis HaMikdash versus me shechting an animal in my kitchen? The difference must be, Rabab Yosava understood, that when I shecht an animal in my kitchen, the whole animal is lehedyet. The whole animal is melechas oichel nefesh. That is something I'm allowed to do. However, when I shecht the carbon, part of it I'm allowed to eat, part of it I have to be makter on the mizbeach. Now, melechas oichel nefesh is mutter for achilas adam. It's not mutter for achilas gevaya. Why that's the case? Good. The Gemara talked about it a little bit on the chaf. How is it possible that your shulchan is full, but the shulchan of the Rebbe, of Kaviyachal, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shulchan Rabbuch is chaser? It's an interesting idea and machshava to ponder, but that is the halacha. So, Nedarim and Nedavos are ain't craven b'yantiv. Why? Even though there's a chelik of it that really is melechas eichel nefesh, because there's a chelik of it that's not melechas eichel nefesh. So Rav Avyasaba asked Rav Huna gishmak akasha. He says, you have a behemah that's chetzis shal Yisrael, chetzis shal nachri, you're allowed a shecht because of the chetzis shal Yisrael. So why is kachim different? Kachim is technically a behemah that's chetzis shal Yisrael, chetzis shal mokoyim. So I should be able to shecht it because of the chetzis shal Yisrael. So the Gemara says, Rav Huna heard this question, amalei. So he told him, urva prach. He says, look, you see there's a bird flying? In other words, he was trying to distract him, and he told him, I'm not answering the question. The Gemara says, Kinafak, when Rav Huna walked away, Amalei Rabba Breis, Rabba, who was the son of Rav Huna, Rabba bar Rav Huna. So he told him, Rav Hainu Rav Avyasava, the Mishnah B'lchim Abri Gavei, the Gavir Rabba. Isn't this Rav Avyasava, who I've heard you say many times, he's a Gavir Rabba? Well, how do you speak to him that way? He asks you a geshmak, a question, you tell him, look, a bird? Amalei, so he told him, Umay Avid, what should I do? Ani Hayoi Mitziantiv today, and I'm in a place of Samchuni Ba'ashishois, Raptuni Batapuchin. Rashi says, Yontif Hayoi, Vidarashti Lerabim. And I'm a little schwach now because of the drasha that I just gave. And I feel like I need a suda. So I'm holding in a place now where I feel like Shlomo HaMelech feels in that pasuk in Shir Av Shirim. Samchuni ba'ashishos, raptuni b'tapuchim. Give me something to satisfy me. The end of the pasuk is kichayla sahava ani. The pasuk that the Rambam quotes in the end of Hilchas Tshuva. Pasuk that we have a raid bite on. But either way, Samchuni ba'ashishos, raptuni b'tapuchim. He says, that's the way I feel right now. And he asked me a hard question. Meaning, I couldn't just answer that question. I just gave a drasha. Someone came, he asks me a question. I didn't have the koich to answer it. So Rabbi Rav Huna said, I hear. So that's why you didn't answer. Abulamaisa, the time am I. Now, Tata, tell me what's Taka Pshat. I'm curious. I want to know the answer. So he told him, the answer is like this. Behema, chetzis shal nachri, chetzis shal yisrael, mutul shaykh to be yantiv. Behema, that's chetzis shal yisrael, and chetzis shal nachri, you're allowed to shaykh to be yantiv. The efshal l'kzai is basa b'loy shchita. The reason is, because at the end of the day, it's one shchita. Why shouldn't I be able to shaykh it? Meaning, the first question he asked was, Behema, chetzis shal yisrael, chetzis shal nachri. Are you allowed to shaykh to none? I said, yeah. You know why I said, yeah? It's very simple. Because at the end of the day, I'm doing a melech ha'soichel nefesh for the Yisrael. And Malachas Eichel Nefesh is mutter for the Yisrael. There's a Reba B'Shiura, so to speak. There's going to be a chelik of it that's for the inner Yehudi. And that chelik, really, I wasn't allowed to go to Katchil and do an Yantiv. It's true, but at the end of the day, I'm not doing it anymore. It's the same Shechita. The Kizai is possible as Shechita. The Kizai is possible that I'm allowed to eat requires the same exact Shechita. So I'm not doing any more for the Indian Yehudi, as a result, I'm allowed to do it. And the Dharma and the Dovas are different. Why? It's the same Shechita. Because the Kayhanim ki kazachu, Mishulchan gavayu kazachu. This is another major kachim yisoy that's tucked away in the second parak of Masech Tizbeya. And that is, there's a principle that says that when you bring a carbon, really the whole carbon, all the boss of the carbon, goes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What happens is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the Kayhanim a chelek of really what was kaviyochel his. And as a result, it comes out the shechit is not being done with Yisrael. The shechit is being done with Gevay, and you're not allowed to do a malacha with Gevay. This just goes to show how far this idea of ki kazachu mishulchan Gevay kazachu goes. That the whole halacha of Nedarim and Nedavos ain't craven b'yantiv is predicated on this idea in kachim that sometimes gets overlooked. And that is, it's true that when you shech the carbon, the baser goes to the kayhan and the baser goes to the bailam. But now the kayhan and the bailam get their piece, they get it from Gevay. So it comes out the whole shechit was from Gevay, therefore it's not okay. When you have a behemoth that's chetzis Yisrael and Chetzer Shal Nachri, over there the Shechitu was done for the Yisrael. It was also done for the Nochi, but who cares? It doesn't take away from the fact that it was done for the Yisrael. It's the same Shechita. I'm not being marbin the Shechita. As a result, the Halacha is, you're allowed to do it. As opposed to when you shech the behemoth that's Chetzer Shal Yisrael, Chetzer Shal Ligvaya, the whole Shechita is Ligvaya. It just so happens that the Kohen has the schus, the opportunity to be invited onto the Shulchan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be able to partake in the Suda. But being that really it's all Ligvaya, so it's for that reason you're not allowed to do it on Yontif. I'm Reb Chizda. Reb Chizda said, behemoth Chetzer Shal Nochi, Chetzer Shal Yisrael. Mutal l'shoich to be yontif. You're allowed to shech it on yontif. The efshel l'kazai is possible l'shechita. So Rav Chizda said exactly what his Rebbe Rav Huna said. Rav Chizda and Rebbe were Rebbe Talmud. Rav Huna said it. Avyas Abba asked the question to Rav Huna, and that was his response. And Rav Chizda said the same thing. But then Rav Chizda added, and he said something that Rav Huna didn't say. In fact, something that we're going to see in the course of the Gemara, Rav Huna actually argued with, and that is Isa. Let's say you have a dough, chetzi shal nachri, the chetzi shal Yisrael. Half the dough belongs to a nachri, half the dough belongs to a Yisrael. Asal afayis abiyantiv. The halach is he not let a bacon on yantiv. Why? So he said Rav Chizda, because this is already different. Da ef shalei lemiflega belisha. Because why do you have to bake the whole dough? Take the dough that belongs to the Yisrael, that you're allowed to bake on yantiv. That's melachas oichel nefesh. But the dough that belongs to the Yehudi, that you have no right to bake, that's going to be different. Meaning shchita, it's one ma'isa shchita. You can't shecht half the animal. You have to shecht the whole animal. So as a result, you're allowed to shecht it, despite the fact that part of it is going to belong to the Yehudi. As opposed to baking the dough, you could split the dough and bake the Yisrael's dough. Don't bake the Akum's dough. Therefore, you don't have this heter, and being that the halach is that melechas eichel nefesh is mutter, but only lochem, not for evdik echavim. So therefore, this is something that you're not going to be able to do. Freit the Gemara, that true masiv Rav Chana bar Chani loy from a Mishnah in Masech Tischal, Isas Klovim. So the Mishnah is discussing dough that was prepared for dogs. Bezman sharoyin eichlin mimeno. If the roya, the shepherd, sometimes would eat from that dough, so then the halach is, when you bake this dough, when you roll the dough, chayev es bechala, you have an obligation to be mafreshchalu umarvimba. You can use it as an eruv umeshtatvimba. You can use it for shetuvim avoyis umvarchan alav. You eat it. You make hamoytzi mezamnim alav. You bench the nefes beyantiv. That's what we need. You're allowed to bake it on yantiv. Adam yoytza by dechavasi bePesach. And if it's matzah, you can be yoytza chiyav Pesach as well. So isas haklavim, as long as the roya sometimes eat from it, what do we need? The nefes beyantiv. Talach is allowed to bake on yantiv. Frankly, we're vamai. Why? Because the roi is going to take a bite. Most of it is going to the dogs. You can split it up. The cloven part shouldn't be okay. You want a little bit, so split it. So you see clearly that when it comes to dough, this is a Mishnah that it's okay. Not like Rav Chizda's spalt between Shchita and Afir. You see that even by Afir, there's such a Svara. But the Gemara says it's different. Shani, Isa's cloven, hoyel. The Efshel of Isim and Avela. It could be Isa's Klovim is different. Because when somebody bakes Isa's Klovim, so the assumption is that you're going to feed it to the dogs. But what happens if, to your luck, you find an Avela? Oh, the Avela, you're not allowed to eat. So what are you going to do with an Avela? You're going to end up giving it to the dogs. So Efshel of Faisan, nice Lashon. You can always be Mephias the dog. You can always try to get him to take the Avela instead of taking the Isa's Klovim. The point is, even though right now when you're baking it, you're ostensibly baking it for the dogs, but it's possible that something's going to happen. You're going to find an Avela, which will now cause you to change course and end up eating it by yourself. As a result, it's not a chelik for the klovim and a chelik for the roya. The whole thing is going to end up being for the roya. But the Gemara says, Rav Chizda just said a svara, and he used the magic word hoyo, meaning right now you're baking it for the klovim. But you never know, you might find an Avela. Umiyasle, the Rav Chizda hoyo. There's Rav Chizda hold of hoyo. Vayitmar, we learned. Oifim yantif l'chayil. And there's nothing more beya than these next few words. If someone bakes from yantif to chayil, not mi yantif l'shabbos, that was the beginning of the second parak, that's the sugi v'erif tafshil. But if somebody bakes from Yontif L'chayil. Rav Chizda Amar Loik, Rav Chizda says you get Malkus. You're not allowed to bake on Yontif L'chayil. Meaning, you're allowed to do Malachas Eichel Nefesh for Yontif, but you're not allowed to do Malachas Eichel Nefesh for Chayil. Therefore, you just violated the Lois Naseh of Lois Sasek HaMalach on Yontif. There's no skila, but there's malchus, and therefore you're going to get malchus. Rabbi says, "Any like you don't get malchus." Rav Chizda, like Rav Chizda says, "Like why lo yamin and hayel umiklei arkin chazal lehash the nami chazal." Because he says you don't say the svara of hayel. Rabbi, ain't it like you don't get malchus. We'll explain. Amrin and hayel, you do say hayel. So what's the svara of hayel? Rabbi says that if someone's oifem yantav lechayel, you don't get malchus. What do you mean? You would just violate a halacha because it's possible that your baking meyantav lechayel is actually going to be meyantav. Because what happens if guests show up? What happens if all of a sudden you finish your suda and the whole mishpacha decided to walk over and they're hungry? So you're going to have to cook for them. Oh, so when you cook, there's a svar of hoyle that says that even though right now I didn't do it for them, I finished my suda, Rashi says. But it doesn't matter.
there's always the possibility, Hoyel, it could happen. And therefore, that's enough to say that I'm not going to get Malkus. Now, that's Rabbi Shita. Rav Chizda says, Loike. Rav Chizda, no, you get Malkus. Sucks that cup, Hoyel. Loyamin on Hoyel, Miklele Archim. Maybe guests are going to show up. Chazile, and then you'll need it. Hashtanami Chazile. So, afraid the Gemara. Rav Chizda is the Amir in Shas who holds Loyamin on Hoyel. Here, Rav Chizda, suddenly, Hoyel, that you are allowed to bake Isas Aklovim on Yontif? Why? Because Hoyel, maybe you're going to find an Avela and you're going to end up needing it. Rav Chizda says, if you bake Miyontif L'Chayel, you don't say Hoyel. But when you bake Isas Aklovim, you do say Hoyel. What's the difference? It's the same Melach even. It's being Oifa on Yontif. One place you're being Oifa Miyontif L'Chayel, and the other place you're being Oifa Isas Aklovim. They're both Aser. How could Rav Chizda hold here it's Mutta because of Hoyel? And there it's Aser. So Gemara says, you're right. You have to tweak the Gemara's Teretz. Elo, loy tema hoyel. No, that word didn't go over well. You can't say it's hoyel ve'efsher. Elo, kigoyin, the islay nevela, the vadai efsher lefaisim nevela. Rav Chizda is going to say that the Mishnah's talking about what you actually had in nevela. See, he's baking Isas HaKlovim. He also happens to have nevela. So it's true, maybe the Klovim are going to get it. But also, he has nevela, he's going to try to feed him the nevela. So when does Rav Chizda not hold of hoyel? That's where maybe guests are going to show up. Maybe. That's not, in Rav Chizda's world, enough of a reason to start allowing you to do things that really you shouldn't be able to do. But if you physically have the nevela, so that's already different, and that's going to have to be what's going on. But the bottom line is, Rav Huna and Rav Chizda both said that if you have a behemoth that's chesed shal Yisrael, chesed shal nochi, that loch is v'yolada shechter on yantav. Ah, you're not allowed to do melechah soichel nefesh for an ene Yehudi. It's true, but I'm not doing it for an Yehudi. I'm doing it for the Yehudi. So why should it be a problem? It's the zel b'shchita, yevshel l'kzai is possible l'shchita, and as a result, it's going to be motet. Stating that, Rav Chizda, Rav Huna never opined on this yet. But Rav Chizda said that if you would have a similar situation where you have dough and it's chetzi shal Yisrael, chetzi shal nachi, then you wouldn't be able to bake it. Why? Because split it up. Why is it different than Isas HaKlovim? As long as the roi is going to eat a little bit, that's enough for you to be able to bake it. Now that's talking about what you had in Nevela, which in your mind, you're going to try to get the kalev to eat. And as a result, there we look at all the Isas if it's being baked for the roi, and that obviously is mutter because it's a melech ha-saychal nefesh. Says the Gemara. Bo minei Rav Huna. They asked Rav Huna a similar question. Hani b'nei baga. People that live in the shtetl, in the village, the Ramo Olaya, Kimcha b'nei Chayla, and they have an obligation to bake for the chayalim, for the people that are the troops that come through the town. The king mandated that they have to take care of them. Ma'ulaf oisav yontif, are you allowed to bake for them on yontif or not? Now, these people were not Jews, and as a result, you would think that it should be aser. But they asked Rav Huna the question. So Rav Huna said, Amalohu, he told him, Chazina, let's see. What would be if you try to take some of this bread and give it to a yid? He said to a child, paspalter issues. But let's say he said you would try to take this bread and give it to a yid. Would they be okay with it? So if they wouldn't be makbid, nobody would have a problem. Then we say, kol chad v'chad chazi l'yanuka. We look at each one as if it's chazi l'yanuka, v'shari, and it's going to be motivim lav. And otherwise, aser, then already the loch is, it's going to be aser. So Rav Huna told them that if a yid could eat from this bread that you're baking, then it's mutter. If not, it's going to be aser. Zok Rashi right away. Dibra maskol kol chodav v'chodav v'chulu. Polig Rav Huna at Rav Chizda. You see, Rav Huna argued with Rav Chizda. The Omer chetzi shal nochi b'chetzi shal Yisrael. Aser lafoiso. And he said, why? Because you could always divide it. You see, clearly Rav Huna didn't hold it at chelik. Because Rav Huna says, as long as a yanuka, a child, will be able to eat from it, that's a enough for us to view it now as a melech ha-saychal nefesh, and that's enough to say that it's going to be a mutter. But the Gemara asks a kash on this. Is this all true? V'atayim b'lum to the b'raisa, ma'isa v'shimen ha-teimoni. There was a story with Shimon ha-teimoni. It's interesting, because Rashi over here tells us the history of who Shimon ha-teimoni was. Shimon ha-teimoni is quoted sometimes. Shimon ha-teimoni mitimnas hoiso kidechsev shimshoin chasan ha-teimoni mitimnas shayftim perik tazvav. So here Rashi tells us the rest of the story related to Shimon ha-teimoni. But either way, ma'isa v'shimen ha-teimoni shalva emes v'beis medrash. He didn't come yesterday. He didn't come at night to beis medrash. B'shachris in the morning. He told him, where were you last night? He told him, I have a good excuse. Rashi, Chayul Godol, Shal Gedudei Nachrim, Shemechapsin Uboilshin, Lishlo Shol, Rachmana Litzon, the way the Yidden once lived. All of a sudden, a Chayul Godol came and they were going through and turning over everything that we have, and they were trying to take away all
our valuable possessions. Ubiksha lachtef es kol ha'ir. They wanted to take over the whole city. V'shachatnu lahem egel. So what did we do? We gave them shaychat. We did what Yaakov Avinu did with Esav. He made him in a zidah noshim. So we took an egel and we shechted it. V'echalnum, and we gave it to them to eat. Upatarnum l'shalom. And we were able to be potter from them. This is what they did. So Rav Shimon HaTimani told Rav Yehuda ben Mava, this is what happened. This is why I couldn't come to Beis Medrash last night. I mean, the whole city was at risk. He told him, Tomeyani im lo yotza scharchem nefzatchem. I mean, it's a good excuse, but it'd be a chiddish to me. Tomeyani avunda. If you really did the right thing. What do you mean? Shari Omra Torah. It says in the Torah Lochem, V'loy lo oiv dekechavim, that you're allowed to do melachas oichel nefesh, but only lochem. You're not allowed to do for oiv dekechavim. And you just did melacha for oiv dekechavim. This chayil gadol, they were oiv dekechavim. Who said you had a right to do it? Now you're going to tell me you were saving all the shalal of the city? You were saving all your money? Who said that's allowed to do? Who said that's okay? Yotzo scharchem, Rashi, shenistakarchem b'mamoin, so you saved all the money, but think about what you lost. This is what he told him. So he said, I'm not so sure you did the right thing. I don't understand. If Rav Huna is right, they shechted this big animal. You couldn't eat a kezias. So if you could eat a kezias, that's enough. Then l'chur should be around. This kasha l'chur is a kasha on everybody. What do you do? He shechted a big eagle. Everybody else, Rav Huna, Rav Chizda, that's the same. So l'chur, why is this a problem? He have a nice shoya, kachoya, l'chur, you were able to eat from it. So the Gemara says, Amar Rab Yosef said, Egel treifa avoy. There must be some more information to the story. This animal was a treifa. And because it was a treifa, so there was nothing for you to do with the animal. You weren't allowed to eat it. So the whole melacha was done for the chayil gadol shal nachrim. And as a result, so therefore you have no melacha, you have no heter v'ichal nafesh. Shrei the Gemara, v'chazi l'klavim. You could take the treifa and give it to the caliph. That's what you're supposed to do. Like caliph tashlichon oisai. So what about that? So the Gemara says, oh, for the klavim. That's the shayla we've been talking about. Tanoi, that's really machlokes tanoi. Tanya b'nun tadavayis achashe yochelachol nefesh u'davadi yosolachat. So it says you're allowed to do malachas lechol nefesh. Mashmash neva lechol nefesh says the Gemara Bryce. It says you're allowed to do malachas lechol nefesh. Me'ani afilu nefesh behemo. You would think even a nefesh behemo. Achashe yochelachol nefesh. Maybe you're allowed to do malacha for a behemo. Ke'inyun shenemer, like it says umake nefesh behemo yeshal mena. It's a pasuk in the Torah. So you see that a behemoth's nefesh is also called a nefesh. Talmud Loimar, it says lochem v'loy l'klavim. No, you're only allowed to do lochem as opposed to l'klavim. Divrei Rabbi Yosei Aglili. That's Rabbi Yosei Aglili. Rabbi Kiva says afilu nefesh behemo v'mashma. Even allowed to do it for a nefesh behemo, or so what does lochem mean? Lochem for loy lo over the kechavim as opposed to over the kechavim. Fedik Myros, Rabbi Akiva is memayit over the kechavim, but he's marba klovim. Nefesh is marba behema klovim. Lochem is memayit over the kechavim. Why? Maybe if I care it. Maybe be memayit over the kechavim be marba klovim. Or maybe the opposite. So the Gemara says, "Umayos the rabbis are klovim loy tzeis over the kechavim marba." Yes, a klovim marba. The klovim shem is a noson alecha because you have an obligation to take care of the klovim. What he's saying is over the kechavim sheim is a noson alecha where you don't have an obligation to support. But the bottom line is, you have to say Rav Yehuda ben Bava. In that story, who told him, Yotzes Chorchem Behefsatchem, that you literally, you were Mechal Yontif. Why were you Mechal Yontif? You could have, you'll tell me it was a treifa, but you can give it to the dog. Oh, must be he held that you're really not allowed to do Malachas, Oichel Nefesh, for a dog. Lochem is Mema'i Klovim, like Rabbi Yossi Aglili in this Braisa, and therefore it was a problem. But Enochanami, if there was any way for a Yid to be able to have eaten from that behemoth, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava wouldn't have reacted the way he reacted. The problem is, there was no way for a Yid to eat from it, and as a result, therefore, why? Because it was a treifa. You can't eat from a treifa. And even for your dog, he's of the opinion that you're not allowed to do a malachas eichel nefesh for a caliph. So the Gemara is going to go now. Me'inyan le'inyan. Amalei Abai le'Rav Yosef. Abai told Rav Yosef. Ule Rav Yosef ha'glili. According to Rav Yosef ha'glili. The Amar, who said, in the aforementioned braisa, lochem v'loy l'klovim, that although malachas eichel nefesh has mutter on yantif, but not for your dogs. And again, this is a chiddush because the olden days, people lived with animals, and if you're not allowed to do malacha for my animal, that's a huge deal. Doing malacha on yontif is a very practical thing. If it's malacha seichel nefesh, and if I can't do it for my behemoths, that's also a very impractical thing. And that's what Rabbi Yosef Aglili said. Lochem v'loy lo oiv dekechavim. So Abaye told Rabbi Yosef, said, if that's the case, I have a question. Hani sufla, sufli. So sufli are pits of fruit. L'chiyusa, hey chishadin alu yontif. We throw them all the time to the animals on yontif. What do you do with the pit? You give it to the animal. So how you let it do it? Now, what's
the iser in throwing pits to an animal, presumably muktzah. There's no malacha, I mean, unless there's no malach. So l'chura, what it would be is, it's muktzah. Abaye assumed that the reason you're allowed to be metaltal this muktzah on yantiv is because it's malachas oichel nefesh. If I can cook, I can bake, then I can take a pit, feed my dogs, and be metaltal muktzah. But if you're telling me malachas oichel nefesh is only mutter, lochem, v'loy, l'klovim, so he asked him, ha'ani sufli l'chiyusei, chashadim, l'bi yantiv, say, hey, let it take these pits and feed it to an animal, amalese. He told him, ha'il v'chazig la'hasaka. Tell us not muksa, because you can take these pits and you can light a fire that you're going to cook with. So being that you can use it, lahasaka said it's not muksa. Your whole premise is incorrect. So he told him, but that's true if it's a dry pit. A dry pit you can use as fuel. But if you have a moist pit, you can't use it as fuel. What are you going to say then? He told him, that's not true. If you have a big fire, then the big fire is going to warm up the retivus, the moistness of the pit, and it's going to dry it out, and then you're going to be able to use it as well. So don't tenech b'yantif, b'shabbos b'yiklim. What about on Shabbos? Apparently people did this on Shabbos as well. So how are you allowed to do it on Shabbos? So the Rishonim say that the Gemara's question of b'shabbos b'yiklim, but that has nothing to do with Rabbi Yosi Aglili, because Rabbi Yosi Aglili was just mechadesh that on yantif, even though you're allowed to do malachas like nefesh, but not l'klovim. So you have a problem, how you let her handle the pits, I hear. But now you ask me, Akasha, how you handle the pits on Shabbos? Rabbi Yisrael Glili is not achroi to answer that question. Everybody has to answer that question, because nobody holds you allowed to do malachas like nefesh for a dog on Shabbos. So what about, so the Gemara's question is, Maimra Muzgar, if you're telling me that this pit is muksa, so on Shabbos, what are you allowed to do? So he told him, it's true, you can't. You can't just pick up the pin and throw it. You could do a tiltum in outside. You could do some indirect tiltum, meaning you put the pit on a piece of bread or you lift it with the piece of bread. Kindishmul, like Shmuel said, the Amr Shmuel, Oysa Adam called Tzarche b'Shabbos. You're allowed to do whatever you want with Shabbos. Shmuel was not addressing Mukta. Shmuel was addressing Pas. He said that you're allowed to do whatever you want, not the Shabbos, but the Pas. So he said you're allowed to do whatever you want with Pas, not just eat Pas, but you could even do other things as long as it's a Tzarech. So you're going to use the Pas now to lift the pit, you'll do a tiltum and atzad. You're fashaming the bread, not according to Shmuel. Oys Adam called Tzarche b'Shabbos, and as a result, it's going to be okay. Zok de Gemara upliga de Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. So what is the pliga de Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi? So we need help from Rashi. Rashi, the last wide line on top. Ha de Rav Huna de Lil. We're going back to Rav Huna and Amana. We had a machloikis between Rav Huna and Rav Chisda. Are you allowed to bake dough on yantif, where half the dough belongs to a yid, half the dough belongs to a guy? A similar question. Are you allowed a shecht for a guy on yantif if a yanuka is going to end up eating a little bit of it? Do we say the fact that the yanuka is going to eat, that's enough for me to be able to do it? Or is that not enough for me to be able to do it? So the Gemara, Rav Huna said that as long as yanuka will be able to eat from it, that in of itself would be okay. The Gemara says, this is not like Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Rabbi Shua ben Levi said, mezamnen es anochi b'Shabbos. You're allowed to invite a nochri to your house on Shabbos, but ve'im mezamnen es anochi b'yantif, but you're not allowed to do it on yantif. So this is a little counterintuitive. Yantif is more chomer than Shabbos. Why? So the Gemara says, gzeira shemayarbe b'shvilei. The reason that yantif is more chomer than Shabbos is because on yantif, we're afraid the person's going to end up cooking b'shvilei. He's going to end up being marbe b'shvilei. There's no chashash you're going to cook on Shabbos because everyone knows the kitchen is closed on Shabbos. No option to cook on Shabbos. But on yantif, there's a concern shemayarbe b'shvilei. As a result, we're actually more machmer on Shabbos than on yantif than we are on Shabbos. Because on yantif, there's a gzera shemayarbe b'shvilei. Rachab Yaakov said, afilu b'shabbos nami. Even on Shabbos, it's not okay. Mishum shurei koises. Because what happens after the Ein Yehudi finishes drinking wine? The leftover wine is going to be muktza. The reason it's muktza is because you can't drink it, because this is yayin of an Ein Yehudi. That's a problem. It's off limits. So you can't drink it. And as a result, it's going to be muktza. Mara says, Yehachdi danami. All shiurei kaisis should be muktza. You finish drinking a glass of wine. There's a little bit on the bottom. Who's drinking it? So it shouldn't be muktza. So the Gemara says, Didan chazig l'tarna gailim. Now yours you can always give to the chickens. Didu nami chazig l'tarna gailim. You can have a bunch of shikar chickens, but you can always give it to the tarna gailim. But what I mean, and from the ones from the non-Jews, you can't give to the tarna gailim. So the Gemara says, Didu is surya nonenu. No, because theirs is asabana. Yours is not asabana. Frek the Gemara, l'taltinu agav kasa. Why is this a muktza problem? You can't pick up the kais?
We said before, you can take the pit, agav the bread. So the wine is what's asabana. The glass is not asabana. So I'm lifting the glass. Why is it? Milo yama rava. Didn't rava say metaltlin kanuna agav kitme? This kanuna, you're allowed to pick up. This was some pan that had spices on it, but ktairis of some sorts. But the point is, that's something you're allowed to pick agav kitme. So as long as you do it in an indirect way, it's fine. Even though there was wood on it and the wood was mukta, says, no, it's true. Over there, we're not dealing with isuri anah. Being that it's not asa b'hanah, we're more mekel in hilchas mukta. But when you're dealing with something that's asa b'hanah, we're more machmer mukta. Where isuri anah meets mukta. But because the yayin of the Ein Yehudi is asa b'hanah, so therefore in mukta, it's going to be more chamer. But the Gemara has another problem. I should be able to move the kaisis anyways. Why? Because it should be a graf shel rei. What's a graf shel rei? That's something that smells. So even though it's mukta, dirt, garbage, a diaper, these things you're allowed to move on Shabbos and on Yontif because it smells bad. And because of the mios, therefore, this is a graf shel rei. You're going to have dirty kaises sitting around. He told him, I hear what you're saying. But at the end of the day, this is not something you're allowed to do. I mean that you're not allowed to katchila make a graf shel rei. Therefore, this is going to be a problem. Yeah, so again, just to come full circle. So what were we trying to say? The Gemara said that from the fact that Rabbi Shulman Levi said, what do you see from here? That if I cook for a yid and for a non-yid, the halach is, it's a problem. Point Rav Huna, what's the problem? As long as a yanuka can eat a little bit, that will be enough. But from the fact that Rabbi Shua ben Levi, he said, that's a raya that this is going to be an issue. Incidentally, we spoke at once a Chassam Sofer. It's in Teres Moshe in the beginning of Parshas Vayera, or maybe it's in the Chassam Sofer Al HaTayr in the beginning of Parshas Vayera, who discusses that Avram Avinu had the malachim. He didn't know they were malachim, but he had the malachim in his house. And he prepared food for them. And Chassam Sofer asked, the Chazal say that this story happened on Yontif. It happened on Pesach. So for Chassam Sofer, he thought that they were in a Yehudim. Avram Avinu kept Kolat Erukula, Afilu Erev Tavshilin. He kept the second parak in Masech Tzbeya. Afilu Erev Tavshilin. So for Chassam Sofer, how was he allowed to have them in his house? Ein mezamnin nachri b'yontif. It's the Helik Chassam Sofer's kasha. Either way, Adberei Rav the Marshmul, Rav and Marshmul, they were once walking together. But Darash, and he told them the following. Rav did mezamnin es hanachri b'Shabbes, ve'ein mezamnin es hanachri b'yontif. Gzeiru Shem Yarbe b'Shvilo. He told them what Rabbi Shulman Levi said. Mereim or Masutra, Kavim Miklulu nachri b'yontif. Mereim Masutra, if a nachri would come to the yontif, Amrulei they would say as follows. In nichalach b'mada trichal an mutam. If you're satisfied with the work that we're going to do from you, good. But he said otherwise, a tirchi yaseira for you, we're not going to. Meaning, if they would invite Nachrim to their house on Yontif, but they would tell the Nachrim like this. He said, I wanted to know, if you can eat from the food that we have, that's fine, but I can't make any special foods for you. It's just not something I'm allowed to do because this is a problem. This was the disclaimer he would say. And that disclaimer allowed them to invite the Nachrim on Yontif. Because even though Emezam the Nachrim on Yontif, it's only Zer Yisham Yarva Bishvila. But once you make it clear that I can't be Marva Bishvilcha, that's already enough of a reason for it to be okay. One more Mishnah. Bishami Yemi Bishami says, Layachin Adam Chamad Rag. A person is not allowed to heat up water on Yontif for his feet. He wants to wash his legs on Yontif. He can't heat up water to wash your legs on Yontif. Elam Kein Ruy Lishdiya. Unless the water is water that you're going to be able to drink. Beisil Matirin, Beisil says that it's mutter, it's something that's okay. Oysa adam adura, umischamim kenegda. Mishnah says a person's allowed to make a fire, and you're allowed to warm yourself next to this fire. Says the Gemara, Iboil, we'll explain in a second. Hay madura man katanila. Who said that you're allowed to make this fire to warm? Divri akali, does everybody hold? Vishani lulu beishamai bin anos kol gufan anos everechot. And beishamai holds that there's a distinction between heating up water to wash your legs versus heating up water to warm your body. What's the difference? Or making a fire to warm your body. Your legs is only one afer, as opposed to your body is your entire body. Maybe it's Bezil. The same Bezil that says you're allowed to heat up water to wash your legs. So Bezil says you're allowed to heat up or a fire to warm your body. But according to Bishami, not. The Gemara says, Tashma, Bishami, Bishami says, La yasa oda medura, v'yischamim kenegda. A person is not allowed to make a medura to warm himself up. U'beisil matirim. Beisil says it's mutter. So it was only according to Beisil that this is going to be okay. So we have a machlekes, Bishami, Beisil. Is a person allowed to heat up water to wash his legs?
on Yontif. Is a person allowed to make a fire? Not to cook, but to warm up your body. Bishamay says no. Beisil says yeah. What's the machloikis Bishamay and Bishil? It's poshut. Mitoich. This is the same machloikis Bishamay and Bishil that we had on Daf Yudeis in the Mishnah. Bishamay whole Beisil says that any melacha that you're allowed to do l'tzoich haichal nefesh, we say mitoich shut the melacha l'tzoich haichal nefesh, shut the namish l'tzoich haichal nefesh. Cooking, making fire, these are malachas that ordinarily are l'tzarech haichal nefesh. Once you're allowed to do it l'tzarech haichal nefesh, you're also allowed to do it shalei l'tzarech haichal nefesh. What does Beis Shammai hold? You don't say mitoich. So because Beis Shammai says you don't say mitoich, therefore this is something that you're not going to be able to do. So this Mishnah on Daf Chav Beis Amid Daf Chav Aleph Amid Beis is really related to the Mishnah on Daf Yud Beis Amid Aleph. They're both machloikas in between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel as it relates to the halacha of mitoich. Stating that there's a fascinating Tosfos on the very, very bottom of the Amud, Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. Tosfos makes a deal. Tosfos says that you see from the Mishnah that even Beis Hillel, that says that a person is allowed to heat up water on Yontif to wash his legs, it's only if he's doing it to wash his legs. But says Tosfos, V'davka l'raklav, aval l'chol gufoy, if he wants to bathe his entire body, moidu da aser. Beis Hillel's moidu, you're not allowed to do it. Why? The dover hashav l'chol nefesh. Because when it comes to melechas l'chol nefesh, it's not enough that it's a tzayrich, but it has to be a tzayrich that's a dover hashav l'chol nefesh, and bathing your whole body is not a dover hashav l'chol nefesh. Because v'zeh enei roi, elu l'bnei adam me'unagim, people that are mefunakim, avu yadav v'raglov, v'shav l'chol nefesh. So what does it mean, shav l'chol nefesh? What does it even mean? What's the makar? It's a gemara masechtes ksubas daf zayin. But the truth is, there's a lot to talk about. Hayom katzer v'amalacha meruba. But bezus Hashem, we are going to attach again a related rabbi, a long related rabbi, but something that's very negeya halacha lemaisa. It comes from masechtes Shabbos daf membeis perakira. The name of the rabbi is taking showers on Yontif, where we went through this noisei. Really, it starts with this Mishnah on Daf Chaf Aleph from the base, this Tosfos on the bottom of Daf Chaf Aleph from the base. The Radbite was set in Perakira, so it started more from the Perakira angle, but it all ends up in the same place. And that is, are you allowed to take a shower today on Yontif? Or are you not allowed to take a shower today on Yontif? We're going to go through the idea of Dover HaShav L'Chol Nefesh. Comes from a Gemara in Ksubis. We went through that all the way down to the contemporary poiskim and what different poiskim said. We made a disclaimer in the beginning of the raid bite that it's not halacha l'maisa. It's not halacha l'maisa. But at the same time, definitely a very interesting topic that comes up every now and again on Yontif. Is one allowed to take a shower on Yontif? Or is one not allowed to take a shower on Yontif? Now my disclaimer is that this is 100% not lehalacha. It's not even halacha ve'ein moirin kein. This is a rate bite. That's all it is. But I think that we just learned these gemaras. It came up again in today's daf. So we're at least a shtickle familiar with the gemaras. I think it's a good time to try to understand from a high level of the inyan of whether you can or cannot take a shower on Yontif. So from the Gemara, Daf Lamites and Daf Mem emerged that the Chachamim made a gezerah that you're not allowed to bathe on Shabbos and you're not allowed to bathe on Yontif. Now, just to be clear, Midai Raisa, there's no wisdom to bathe on Shabbos, there's no wisdom to bathe on Yontif. It's not one of the Lamites Velochis, it's not Shvises Behem, it's not Shvises Kalim, it's not Tchumim, it's not the Lav de Mechamer. It's not an Issa Dai Raisa for sure. The Issa to bathe on Shabbos and the Issur to bathe on Yontif is an Issur de Rabbanan. The Chachamim were Geizer, they said that you're not allowed to bathe on Shabbos, you're not allowed to bathe on Yontif. The Gemara, which it often doesn't do, interestingly told us the history of the Gzeira, of why the Chachamim went ahead and said that you're not allowed to bathe on Shabbos beyond. It was related to bad guys that used to operate bathhouses, and they would heat up water sometimes on Shabbos. Now, that's a big problem. Heat up water on Shabbos, you're being Mechal Shabbos. It's one of the Malachis Teiraisa. So it was because of that, there was a domino effect where over years, the Chachamim kept on adding on layer after layer to this Gzeiras Merchatzos. But it's something that's inherently an Issa de Rabbanon. It's not something that's Asa de Raisa. As a Sikkum, as it relates to some of the halachas that came out from Daf Lamites and Daf Mem, again, this is all Gemara. Everything we learned together, Daf Yoimi. Number one, you're not allowed to bathe on Shabbos, your entire guf, with water that was heated on Shabbos. You're also not allowed to bathe your entire guf on Shabbos with water that was heated on Erev Shabbos. You're not allowed to bathe
Panav Yada Viraglov, which is the equivalent of washing your hands on Shabbos with water that was heated on Shabbos. You are allowed to wash Panav Yada Viraglov on Shabbos with water that was heated on Erev Shabbos. You're also not allowed to go into a Beis Merchitz to use it as a Shvitz. So if you're going to use it as a steam bath, that's something that would be Asur as well. This was all part of the Gzera of the Merchatzois. What about Yontif? On Yontif, the halacha is that you're not allowed to bathe on Yontif with water that was heated on Yontif. You are allowed to wash Panav Yada Viraglov on Yontif, even with water that was heated on Yontif. You're not allowed to go into a Shvitz on Yontif. The one thing that wasn't clear in the Gemara, the one thing that the Gemara never discussed explicitly, is a person allowed to bathe on Yontif with water that was heated on Erev Yontif. That's something that the Gemara never discussed. So it was clear in the Gemara that you're not allowed to bathe on Shabbos, your entire body, with water that was heated on Erev Shabbos. But what about bathing on Yontif with water that was heated on Erev Yontif? Is that something that would be Aser? Or is that something that would be Mutter? That's something that was never Mefurish. You can go through the Gemara 10 times. It was never Mefurish in the Gemara. It is a Machloikis Rishayna. Tosfos holds Aser. The Rambam holds Mutter. Tosfos holds Aser. The Rambam holds Mutter. If you open up a Shulchan Aruch, this will all make sense soon. In Aruch Chaim Simin, Tof Kuf, Yud Aleph, this is in Hilchas Yontif, the Shulchan Aruch brings both opinions. The Mechaber says, Mutter lahachim bi Yontif, Mayim, Lirchoitz, Yad of Iraglov, you're allowed to heat water on Yontif to wash part of Yad of Iraglov, but you can't heat water on Yontif to wash your entire body. Says the Mechaber, but if you heated the water on Erev Yontif, it's called Gufay Afilukachot. Then the halacha is you are allowed to wash your entire body. So if you heat the water Erev Yontif, it's mutter to wash your entire body. Says the Ramah, some say it's mutter, that it's Asr, I'm sorry, and that's the minute. So again, as it relates to Yontif, bathing your entire body with water that was heated on Yontif, Lamites on the days, Mem Amar Aleph, Mesech the Shabbos, non-negotiable, Aser. What about as it relates to bathing on Yontif with water that was heated on Erev Yontif? Bathing on Shabbos with water that was heated on Erev Shabbos, it's also Mefurish in the Sugya is Aser. But what about bathing on Yontif with water that was heated on Erev Yontif? Maybe Yontif's different than Shabbos. Would that be Mutter or Aser? So fast forwarding to the Rishonim, Tosfos says Aser, Rambam says Mutter. The Mechaber says Mutter, like the Rambam. Mechaber often passes like the Rambam. The Ramah says V'yesh Oisrim, like Tosfos. And then the Ramah says V'chein Noyagim. So it's a Mefurish Ramah, that bottom line, if you wanted to bathe on Yontif with water that was heated on Erev Yontif, Dalach, it would be Aser. When you take a shower today, so you turn on a shower, assuming you have hot water, the water's going to be hot instantly. Why is the water hot instantly? Because your boiler stores hot water. Meaning, if you would take a shower on Yontif, chances are that water was heated not on Yontif, but rather it was heated on Erev Yontif. Unless you use so much hot water on Yontif that the water that you have stored in your boiler is already water that was heated on Yontif itself. But in most cases, the water will have been heated on Erev Yontif. So really, the halacha of can I take a shower on Yontif or can I not take a shower on Yontif? If you want to put it into real Gemara terms, or in Shulchan Aruch terms, the Shaila is, am I allowed to bathe, kol gufi, on Yontif, b'chamin shahuchamu b'erev Yontif? The water wasn't heated on Yontif, it was heated on Erev Yontif, it's stored in my boiler. What's the halacha? It's machloikis tais on the Rambam, which is really machloikis mechaber and Rambam. The mechaber says it's mutter, the Rambam says v'yesh oisrim b'chol inyin, so it's a Mefurish Ramah that it's Aser. So if it's a Mefurish Ramah that it's Aser, really there should be no Shaila in the world. It should be a very open shut case. Taking a shower on Yontif is Aser. And by the way, at the end of the day, after all the Svaras anyone's ever going to try to say, you're going to be going Keneged Halacha Shulchan Aruch. Because the Ramah says, V'yesh Oisrim B'chol Inyin, V'chein Noyagin, it's a Mefurish Halacha. That if you want to bathe your entire body on Yontif, Bechamin shulchamu be'erev Yontif, even though there's two tzadim in the Rishonim, but yesh oisrim b'chol inyan. V'chein noyagin. Stating that, it's really, really not so pashut. And in order to appreciate why it's not so pashut, we have to take a step back and learn the Gemara that we learned already together a little bit better. The Gemara Daf Lamed Tes Amid Beis brought a Mishnah in Masechtas Beya Daf Chaf Aleph Amid Beis. A machlokes between Beisham and Bissel. Beisham says Lo Yachim Adam Chamin L'Ragav. A person is not allowed to heat up water on Yontif to wash his feet. LMK Ruin L'Shtiyah. Unless you're heating the water to drink, but you're not allowed to heat water on Yontif to bathe yourself, even pun of Yadav Araglav. Ubeisul Matir. Beisul says it's Mutter. What's the Hesber in the machlokes Beisham and Bissel? So we spoke about this. The Hesber is Beis Hillel holds. Bishamay argues. Bishamay says you don't say in other words, what's the difference between Shabbos and Yontif as it relates to doing malach? Right, the malachas you could do on Yontif, you can't do on Shabbos. What's the difference? It's a Mishnah in the first paragraph of Masechtas Megillah. Ein bein Shabbos lo Yontif el malach seichel nefesh b'levad. Really, anything you're not allowed to do on Shabbos, you're also not allowed to do on Yontif. Shabbos is more chomer than Yontif. Shabbos is skila and chatos. Yontif, at best, is a loisase v'aseh. But at the end of the day, whatever you're not allowed to do on Shabbos, midday raisa, you can't do on Yontif, midday raisa. The difference is that on Yontif, you're allowed to do malach seichel nefesh. Ach, ashe yosel l'chol nefesh. Hu levadoi yosel. Anything that's malach seichel nefesh, you're allowed to do on Yontif. So, for example, you're allowed to cook on Yontif. Why? Because it's a Malacha Seichel Nefesh. Now, the truth is, you have to learn Masechtas Beya properly in order to fully understand what's considered a Malacha Seichel Nefesh and what's not considered a Malacha Seichel Nefesh. I mean, not everything you think is a Malacha Seichel Nefesh, La Halacha is really a Malacha Seichel Nefesh. But the point is, there are certain Malachas, whatever they are, that are defined as meleches oichel nefesh. Once a melacha gets that definition of meleches oichel nefesh, it's mutter on Yontif. It still holds that any melacha that's a meleches oichel nefesh, you're allowed to do even shaloi letzarech oichel nefesh. Meaning, once the Torah said that you're allowed to do this melacha, included in that was you're allowed to do it even if it's shaloi letzarech oichel nefesh. Meaning, Beisul says that we're not going to start deciding before I cook, am I cooking lo'oichel nefesh or shaloi lo'oichel nefesh? If it's a meleches oichel nefesh, if that's the way you would define the melacha, then mitoich shahutra v'tzoyrech oichel nefesh, hutra nami shaloi v'tzoyrech oichel nefesh. Beishamai argued. Beishamai said, even a meleches oichel nefesh, you're only allowed to do if you're doing it lo'oichel nefesh. But if you're not doing it lo'oichel nefesh, then the halacha is that it's going to be osets. For that reason, Beisil holds, if you want to heat up water to wash your hands, to wash your feet, heating up water is bishul. Bishul is one of the lametes melachas. On Shabbos, of course, you wouldn't be able to do it. Be chayv chatas if you did a b'shog, you skil of a karas if you did a b'meis. On Yontif, however, if you did it for food, it would be mutter. But I'm not doing it for food. I'm doing it to wash my feet. I'm doing it to wash my hands. I want to wash my face. Is it mutter? Is it aser? Bishul holds mitoich shudim melach letzarech hutr nami shloy letzarech. It's mutter. Bishami doesn't hold the mitoich. That's why Bishami holds it's aser. So again, Bishami yoyim lo yochin adam chamel raglov elam came ruin l'shtir because Bishami holds. Yeah, it's true. You're allowed to heat water l'shtir, but not to wash yourself, because you don't say mitoich shudim melach letzarech hutr nami shloy letzarech. Bishul matir. Bishul says it's mutter. This is one of the most important machlokes in between Bishami and Bishul in Gans Shas. Tosfos on Daf Lamed Tes on the days of Masechta Shabbos asks a bumba kasha. He says it's very clear in the Mishnah that even Beisul that says you're allowed to heat up water to bathe, he said you can heat water to bathe your feet, which means your hands, your face, pun of Yadav Araglav, which is always a more lenient version of Rechitza throughout Shas. But it sounds like if you wanted to heat water on Shabbos, on Yontif, to bathe your entire body, that's something that would be awesome. And Tosfos says, I don't understand why. If Beis Hillel holds that you're allowed to do any melacha that's a melechas oichel nefesh on Yontif, even shaloi letzarech oichel nefesh, so that's why I can eat water to wash my feet, even though washing my feet is not a oichel nefesh, so then why can't I eat water to wash my entire body? What's the difference? The melacha is the bishul. Bishul is a melachas oichel nefesh. Bishul holds a mitoich. So what's the difference between bathing water to wash pan of Yadav Araglav versus heating water to wash? That's Tosfos kasha. And Tosfos says a major teretz to answer this kasha based on a Gemara in Masechtas Ksubis Daf Zayin Amud Aleph. The Gemara over there is discussing the halachos of oichel nefesh, and the Gemara asks the kasha that if Bishul holds mitoich shutr melach letzayrich hutr nami shaloi letzayrich, it should be mutter lechura to make mugmer on Yontif. So this is of Masechtas Brachos fame. Once upon a time, people would heat up incense
literally light a fire, put besamim, ketiris, inside the fire, put their clothing on top of it to make their clothing smell good. This was usual and customary. And the Gemara asks that, are you allowed to do that on Yom Tov or not? In other words, you can't do it on Yom Tov. Well, why not? I don't understand. Why don't you say that what's the melacha of heating mugmar? It's havara. Lighting a fire. Havara is a malacha seichel nefesh, even though we don't like fires today. But it's a malacha seichel nefesh, and if it's a malacha seichel nefesh, you should say, mitoich shotu malacha l'tzayrach, hutu na mishaloi l'tzayrach. Says the Gemara, this is a Gemara in Perek Besula Nisus, Ksubis Davzayin Amar Aleph, talk about tucked away. He, omalei olech omakrots, regarding you that the Torah said, acha sheyeyoche l'chol nefesh, dover hashove l'chol nefesh. The only time a halacha is mutter l'tzayr chaychal nefesh, or the only time you say mitoich shut malacha l'tzayr chaychal nefesh hutra nami malacha shaloi l'tzayr chaychal nefesh is if it's a malacha that's shava l'chal nefesh. It's something that everybody agrees and accepts is something that's important. It's something that everybody does. But if it's something that only some people do, only a mafunik would do, something that, yeah, the best that I mentioned, maybe they do it, but it's not shavu l'chol nefesh, you don't say the halacha of oichol nefesh. Meaning, mitoich hutra malacha l'tzayrach, hutra nami shaloi l'tzayrach has a very important asterisk. You have to read the fine print, and it's not even so fine, it's in bold letters. It's only if it's a malacha that shavu l'chol nefesh. But if it's not a malacha that shavu l'chol nefesh, so says the Gemara, to create mugmar, some people did, but not everybody did it, it's not a malacha that says Tois is an unbelievable chiddush. He says that to wash pan of yadav araglav, that's shavu l'chol nefesh. But to bathe your entire body, says Tois, that's not shavu l'chol nefesh. Who bathes their entire body? That's something that people do. L'tainug. That's not something that everybody does. I mean, that's not something that everybody does. It's not shavu l'chol nefesh. If it's not shavu l'chol nefesh, it's not going to be mutter. Says Tois, if that's the case, it comes out that if according to Beis Hillel, who holds me tight, if somebody would heat up water on Yom Tov to bathe his entire body, he would be over a melacha d'oraisa. Because the only difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov is melacha seichel nefesh. Granted, Beis Hillel holds mitoich. But if there's no mitoich, then it's a melacha d'oraisa. So it says Tosfos that according to Beis Hillel, not only can't you heat up water on Yom Tov to wash your entire body, if you do, you're over a melacha d'oraisa. That's Tosfos sheet. That's interesting. Tosfos goes on to say that it was mavur in the Gemara that it was okay we'll leave that. So that's what Tosfos says. The Ran, however, there's another mahalach in the Gemara, and that is the Shitas HaRambam. The Rambam brings the halacha of bathing on Yom Tov, and the Rambam asks the Kasha, Tal Chayra, why are you not allowed to bathe on Yom Tov? What are you worried about over here? You're worried about heating up water? You're allowed to heat up water on Yom Tov? You'll tell me that, what do you mean? You're heating it shaloi l'tzayrach, aichol nefesh? Yeah, but mitaych shutra malacha l'tzayrach, hutra nami shaloi l'tzayrach. So what in the world should be the big deal? Says the Rambam as follows, and I quote, Avol rechitza v'sicha harehim b'chal achila v'shtiyah. V'oysen oysen b'yante, shenema acha sheyochel l'chol nefesh, l'chol shetzarech agof. L'fichach mechamin chamin b'yante, v'roi chitzben panav yad v'raglav. What's the fichach? It's mutter, it's oichol nefesh. Avol, says the Rambam, kol gufa yasa. But if you want to go bathe your entire body, it's going to be yasa mishum, Gzeiras Merchitz. It's included in the Gzeiras Merchitz. The Gemara and Daf Mem Amud Aleph spoke about the Gzeiras Merchitz. Says Tosfos, this would be included in the Gzeiras Merchitz. And because it's included in the Gzeiras Merchitz, that's why it's going to be awesome. In other words, the Rambam was bothered with Tosfos Kasha. Why can't I bathe my entire body? It's a Melech HaSeichel Nefesh, Mitoich. What's the problem? Says the Rambam, you're right. Midday rice, it shouldn't be an issue. But learn the Gemara. There were Balonim and the Chachamim were throwing Gzeiras all over the place. So it was in the context of all those Gzeiras that the Chachamim said Yom Tov also. You want to know why they said Yom Tov also? I don't know. But it was the Gzeira. In other words, whereas according to Tosfos, the reason you're not allowed to bathe your entire body, you can't heat up water on Yom Tov to bathe your entire body is related to a melacha d'oraisa because you don't have mitoich, so it's not a melacha seichel nefesh. According to the Rambam, no, if you would heat up water to bathe your entire body on Yom Tov, it wouldn't be a melacha d'oraisa. It was all related to the Gzeiras Merchitz. The Ran in Masechta Shabbos, right here in Perikira, in our sugya, says that the L'chaira should be a tremendous nafkamina between Tosfos Pshat and between the Rambam's Pshat. And that is as follows. What would be the halacha if you heated up water erev Yom Tov and you now want to go ahead and bathe on Yom Tov? Would it be mutter or would it be asr? Shabbos, we know it's asr. What about on Yontif? Says the Ran, let's think about it for a second. Why was it Asr on Shabbos? Why did the Chachamim say that you're not allowed to bathe on Shabbos in water that was heated up on Erev Shabbos? It was because of the Balonim. It was because of the guys that used to operate the bathhouses, those bad guys. They used to heat up water on Shabbos. Meaning it was a gzera. Don't bathe in water that was heated on Shabbos because you might bathe in water that was heated on Shabbos. And if, or better, you may heat water on Shabbos. And if you heat water on Shabbos, you're going to be over a Malacha Deiraisa. So we're trying to prevent the Malacha Deiraisa, says the Ran, according to Tosfos, that heating up water on Yontif to bathe your entire body is a Malacha Deiraisa. So it makes sense, you'd make the same gzera. Just like, don't bathe with water on Shabbos, that was heated Erev Shabbos, because you might heat water on Shabbos, and that's in the Sederaisa. Okay, it's the same thing. Don't bathe with water that was heated Erev Yontif on Yontif, because you may heat water on Yontif. But according to the Rambam, there's no way Sederaisa to heat water on Yontif to bathe your entire body. The only reason we don't bathe our entire body on Yontif is because of the Gzeres Merchatzois. But the whole halacha is in the Sederabonim. So the Ran says it's mistaber that the Chachamim wouldn't have taken it to the level where they would say that it would be also even for Chamed Shehocham would be on. In other words, the Ran says, I think an afkamina between Pshat and the Rambam Pshat is Cham and Shehocham Uba Erev Yontif. Are you allowed to bathe your entire body with it on Yontif or not? According to Tosfos, L'chayr it should be Asr. No difference between Yontif and Shabbos. According to the Rambam, L'chayr it should come out and it should be Mutter. And the truth is, says the Ran, if you take a look at Tosfos in the Sugyo and Ahmem Amaral of Dibra Maskil, Maitsoi Shabbos, Reichet Miyadi says it before us, that just like you're not allowed to bathe on Shabbos with water that was heated Erev Shabbos, you're not allowed to bathe on Yontif with water that was heated on Erev Yontif. If you remember, we spoke out that Tosfos where we learned the Gemara that long Braisa, which seemed to differentiate between Shabbos and Yontif, and Yontif and Shabbos, and Erev Shabbos, and Matzah Yontif. So Tosfos says, don't get confused with Shabbos and Yontif. Whatever the Braisa said about Shabbos is true about Yontif. Whatever it said about Yontif is true about Shabbos. It's all Tosfos l'shitasei, that there's no difference between Shabbos and Yontif. But the Rambam, in that same halacha, says, v'cham en shulchamu be'erev Yontif, roichetz ben kol gufei b'yontif, shalai gazru al dover zeh ela b'shabbos b'vad. Says the Rambam, it's the Rambam l'shitasei. You hold the whole halacha as a nisa d'rabban. Heating water on Yontif to bathe your entire body would anyways be a nisa d'rabban. If it is bein issa derabanan, so said the Ran, well, the Rambam himself, that's why it would be mutter. So again, we said that are you allowed to bathe on Yontif with water that was heated on Erev Yontif? So we said it's machloikis, mechabin ramah. Really, it's machloikis, Rambam and Tosfos. And now we know the rest of the story. This is the machloikis. What's the beer in the machloikis? Tosfos shita is that to bathe your entire body on Yontif is not a melacha. That's shavu chol nefesh. As a result, even according to Beis Hillel, who holds me tayshu to melacha letzarech chutr shaloi letzarech, it would be asur to heat water on Yontif to bathe your entire body. If it would be asur to heat water to bathe Yontif, to bathe your entire body on Yontif, that means Yontif is technically like Shabbos. You can't bathe water. You can't heat water on Shabbos to bathe your body. You can't heat water on Yontif to bathe your entire body. If that's the case, just like the chachamim were geyser. Don't bathe on Shabbos with water that was heated on Erev Shabbos, lest you come and heat water on Shabbos. The Chama will geyser on Yontif as well. Don't bathe on Yontif with water that was heated on Erev Yontif, lest you come to bathe water on Yontif. It's one and the same. So it'll be awesome to bathe on Yontif with Cham and Shulchamu Erev Yontif. The Rambam held that it's mutter, because he held that if you would heat water on Yontif to bathe your entire body, you wouldn't be over Chilul Yontif, because it is a melacha that shavu l'chol nefesh. So if it's a melacha that shavu l'chol nefesh, why then can't you do it? It's all because of Gzeira. Okay, so the Gzeira was limited to water that was physically heated on Yontif. But to take the Gzeira to the extreme and say even water was heated on Erev Yontif, says the Rambam Mefurish. It's a Mefurish Rambam. Perek Al, Velachat Azayin, Hilchas Yontif. That would work. So the Mechaber was Meka like the Rambam, and the Ramo was Machmer like Tosfos. So we said that if the Ramo was Machmer like Tosfos, of course you have to be Machmer. Okay, but now let's appreciate what the Chumrah is. Let's understand it. The nature of the Chumrah is that we're being Machmer like Tosfos. We're taking the position, we can't take showers on Yontif, even if the water was heated on Erev Yontif. You know why? Because we believe that taking a shower is not Shavu L'chol Nefesh. Because if it was Shavu L'chol Nefesh, then it would be mutter to heat water on Yontif. Now, you wouldn't be able to bathe on Yontif with water that was heated on Yontif, because that's the Gzeres Merchatzois that even the Rambam didn't allow you to do. But the point is the Bali Tosfos were of the opinion that showering your entire body is not a melacha that shavu l'chol nefesh. As a result, if you would heat it on Yontif, you'd be over a melacha d'iraisa. If that's the case, just like the Chama with Geyser Shabbos, Chamed Shulchamu Be'erev Shabbos, they'd be Geyser Yontif, Bechamed Shulchamu Be'erev Yontif. But here's the $1 million question. Bizman Hazen, the year 2020, is taking a shower a melacha that shavu l'chol nefesh, or is taking a shower, or not a melacha shavu l'chol nefesh? And the truth is, it's very hard, really, misvara, to understand why a shower today, where people have clean water and it's easily accessible, and most people have showers at home, why it should be considered not a malacha that shavu l'chol nefesh. And just to be clear, when Chazal spoke about malacha that was shavu l'chol nefesh, it's obvious they included in that even things that not everybody did, and even things that people that didn't do every day. If you go through the examples, it's clear. I think it's fair to assume that not everybody washed pon of yada v'raglav every day. There had to have been people that didn't always wash their feet. So there are people that don't always shower. But showering, l'chura, is considered a davar shel necessity just because of the way we are in the year 2020, certainly in certain regions of the world. And it, from that standpoint, l'chura, it would be fair to argue, or at least question out loud, whether or not showering today is different than the way it was deemed bimei harishoinim and even the achroinim. Because l'chura today it is considered a dovra ha'shava l'chol nefesh. Now, if we would assume that taking a shower is a dovra ha'shava l'chol nefesh, then we don't have taisvus anymore. Because then today, heating up hot water on yontif is no different than heating up hot water for a pan of yad of a raglov. And if that's the case, it would be mutter to do it on yontif. If it's mutter to do it on yontif, he still couldn't do it to take a shower. Because again, you can never take a shower on Yontif, this is clear, with water that was heated on Yontif. But the nafkamina would be, if the water was heated on Erev Yontif, it would be mutter. Because the Ran spoke out mefurish that the only reason Toises was machmer bechamet shulcham u'be'erev Yontif is because he felt that if you would heat the water on Yontif, you'd be over malach de'raisel. So the same gzeri the chamet made for chamet shulcham u'be'erev Shabbos, you should make for chamet shulcham u'be'yontif. But that's all Toises l'shitasoy, that if you would heat up water to take a shower on Yontif, you'd be over chil Yontif, because it's not a malach that shavu'l chol nefesh. But if we disagree with the premise and we assume that today it is shavu'l chol nefesh, because times have changed, clearly, so if that's the case, then maybe it would be different. Now, it's interesting, just to add to this a little bit, Tosfos is mavur that anything that's labrius, anything that's done for health purposes, is considered a malacha that shavu'l chol nefesh. Tosfos has a raya from the Gemara on Daf Mem Amar Aleph. These, again, all these Gemaras we're speaking out are Gemaras that we learned together, that on Yontif, it would be mutter to heat a bath if you wanted to use a lahazia for steam. And Tosfos says, what's the difference? What's the difference between heating it to bathe or heating it for steam purposes? So Tosfos says, because bathing is something that not everyone did, it was used letainug ba'alma. But lahazia, to shvitz, that was labrius. And being that it was labrius, right, we had the Gemara yesterday, inhale, exhale, it was done labrius. And being that it was done labrius, anything that's done labrius is considered shavu l'chol nefesh. It's a very famous Pnei Yeshua on this Tosfos, right here on Shabbos, Daf Lamed Tes Lamed Beis, where the Pnei Yeshua says that he always had a Suffolk had to learn this Tosfos, and he said, Shafti v'ro'isi, I have a new understanding on Tosfos, and based on my new understanding on Tosfos, I want to say a very big chiddush l'halacha. He says, most people he knows smoke, as in cigarette lach, they smoke tobacco on Yontif. Why? Based on the assumption that it's, what are you doing? You're lighting a fire. Okay. That's a malacha. That's a malacha soichel nefesh. Mitoich shuch malacha letzairach. Hutra nami shaloi letzairach. And the Pnei Yeshua said he always had a problem with it. Because he never thought smoking is a malacha that shavu l'chol nefesh. He knows a lot of people that don't smoke. So me'echa tasty smoking should be a malacha. So he says, v'ani ha'yisi rug lesser. I used to always be the oiser. I took a very strong position. He says, amnam. He says, but now I learned Tosfos again. And I realized that I always had a little bit of a mistaken understanding of Tosfos. Because I see from Tosfos that anything that's labrius, anything that's healthy, is considered shavu l'chol nefesh. And he says, smoking is healthy. It helps you digest your food. And from that standpoint, he says, it's pashut that it would be mutter to smoke on Yontif. Because that's comparable to Hazir. So it's unbelievable. What came out from the Pnei Yeshua, which is not even that long ago in Tosfos, as to take a shower was not shavu l'chol nefesh. To smoke was shavu l'chol nefesh. Why? Because smoking, if not everybody did, it was labrius. I mean, you can certainly argue that today it's 180 degrees the opposite. Smoking, everyone understands today, is very, very unhealthy. And showering could be, there's a brius element as well as it relates to hygiene, etc. I mean, especially nowadays, we can appreciate that a little bit more. But again, this is way above my pay grade. But just to understand that at the end of the day, it's a halacha mefureshes in Shulchan Aruch that you're not allowed to bathe on Yontif, cham and shulcham ube Yontif, even cham and shulcham ube Erev Yontif. It's not negotiable, but it's all based on a shitas atoisvis that holds that bathing, your entire body is not a dovra ha'shava l'chol nefesh,
if you're willing to accept that maybe times have changed, then the halacha is l'chura off the bat, it would be mutter as long as the chamin is hukhamu b'erev yotiv, which in most people's cases with boilers, etc., that would be the case. Now, the truth is, most poiskim, maybe all poiskim, will tell you that it's aser to take a shower today on yontif, because Shulchan Aruch says it's aser. But anecdotally, the Inkam Mekoimai there have been Gedali Yisrael. Again, this is all anecdotal, so it could be it happened, could be it didn't happen. But anecdotally, there were certain big Gedali Hadar, that questioned out loud whether or not you can argue that today showering is Shabbat L'chol Nefesh. I think the reason that people were afraid to come out with it publicly, because at the end of the day, it's Halach and Shulchan Aruch. Can't forget that. It's a Mefurish Halach and Shulchan Aruch. Thou shall not take a shower on Yom Tov. It's clear. You're now coming up with svaris, and maybe very good svaris. But at the end of the day, when you want to go keneged halacha and Shulchan Aruch, so you have to tread water, again, pun intended, very, very carefully, and as a result, it's not so simple that this should be mutter. Stating that, there are a few workarounds. Again, this is 1,000% Jalei Ali, but the Hilchasa, that are just worth mentioning. The first thing is really a Mefurish Halach and Shulchan Aruch. And that is, the Mishnah Brura brings a Rajba, where the Rajba said that even though you're not allowed to bathe your entire, or take a shower with your entire body on Yontif, Bechamin Shulchan Bu'Berev Yontif, but if you want to do it Aver, one aver at a time, even if you wash your entire body, that will be mutter. Again, caveat, b'chamin shehuchamu be'erev yontif. If it wasn't huchamu be'erev yontif, it's awesome. But b'chamin shehuchamu be'erev yontif would be mutter. What's the makar to it? Again, we learned the Gemara. It was machlekes Rav and Shmuel. Rav said a very big kiddush. He held that even on Shabbos, you're allowed to wash your entire body aver, b'chamin shehuchamu be'erev Shabbos. Shmuel said not. There were two gersois and what the machlekes Rav and Shmuel was. The Gemara ended up coming out tiyufta, the Rav tiyufta, based on the Tanya Kavasei de Shmuel. What was the Tanya Kavasei de Shmuel? So the Gemara brought a Braisa. The Braisa said, Mefurish, that you're not allowed to wash your entire body aver on Chametz Shulchamu Me'erev Shabbos, l'macha roichetz b'mpana b'yadav araglov, avoloi kol gufay aver. Mefurish. Ve'ein tzarech loimer Chametz Shulchamu b'yontif. And then the Braisa said that if you can't wash your whole body aver b'chametz Shulchamu b'erev Shabbos, you certainly can't wash your entire body aver b'chametz Shulchamu b'yontif. And the Rashba's medayik, we spoke out this diak when we learned the Gemara. It says ve'ein tzarech loimer chametz Shulchamu b'yontif. It doesn't say ve'ein tzarech loimer chametz Shulchamu b'erev yontif. So it's mashma if it was chametz Shulchamu b'erev yontif. In that case, the halach is it would be mutter. And the truth is, Mishnah Brura brings it. It's in Tov Kuf Yud Aleph. It's Mishnah Brura Sivkot and Yud Ches. V'davke kol gufoy ke'echod. Avol aver. If you want to watch Eva, if everyone holds, you can wash your entire body. And if you take a look in the Shari Tzion, Oyschav Aleph, the Chenkasa B'Chadushi Arashba, Dibre Amasko, Ve'ein Tzorech Loimar. That's that Rajba we just spoke out. The Ritva says it as well. So the bottom line is, if you want to wash your entire body, Aver, again, you ask your local rabbi. But this is what the Mishnah Brura says. He seems to say that that's something that would be mutter. By the way, what's the definition of pun of Yadav Araglav? So when you talk about pun of Yadav Araglav, what does that even mean? Does it mean only your face? It means only your hand and only your feet? So there's a very long Bir Halacha. Bir Halacha brings this idea of pun of Yadav Araglav comes up in many areas in Halacha. This is not the only place you find this distinction. Once upon a time, you know, washing your hands was the equivalent of washing pun of Yadav Araglav. I mean, today, there's no reason to wash pun of Araglav, you're taking a shower anyways. But once upon a time, people didn't shower. It wasn't a Dover HaShavah L'chol Nefesh. They didn't bathe. So as a result, you had to clean a little more than your hands. So you would do pun of Yadav Araglav. So you find this often in Halacha, this distinction. And the Bir Halacha, it's a very long Bir Halacha here in Tov Kuf Yud Aleph. It's Dibra Maskel Avaloi Kol Gufay, where he's mefalfel in terms of what the definition of pun of Yadav Araglav is. At the end, he comes out that pun of Yadav Araglav, he seems to be Noita Lahakel. Again, ask your local rabbi. But from reading the Bir Halacha, he seems to say that the bottom line is that up to half your body is really pun of Yadav Araglav. So pun of Yadav Araglav is lav dafka, but it's really up to half your body. So that's why you may have heard that people, they take a half a shower and then they come out and they dry themselves and then they take another half a shower. I don't know if this is Ois Kehalten. I don't know where it comes from, but this Bir Halacha would seem to be a smach ledover. Again, maybe this is too much of a harama, but for sure to wash half your body is pun of Yadav Araglav. And that, you're even allowed to heat water
on Yontif. Not only on Erev Yom. That's something you're even allowed to heat water on Yontif for. So even if you have boiler problems, so even then it would be mutter, because you could literally heat up water on the stovetop to wash pan of Yontif Aragla. For that, you have a legitimate mitoich. There was never Xeris Merchatzais related to that. So you have to know what pan of Yontif Aragla is. Half your body, it seems from the Bir Halacha, would be considered pan of Yontif Aragla. But I'll just tell you one other interesting thing that I heard from Yedidi, Reb Eitan Aviv. And again, this is not Aliba de Hilchasa, it's just a Ha'ara. And that is a very interesting tshuva. We'll end with this from the Noida B'Yehuda. The tshuva's Noida B'Yehuda is an Eruch Chaim. It's an Eruch Chaim Tinyana. It's Simin Chafei. It's a classic, epic tshuva. The Ma'isa Shehoya Kachoya was, it was Yontif Sheni Shal Pesach. It was the second day Pesach, which happened to also be Erev Shabbos. Wink, wink. So it was, Pesach was Thursday, Friday, and then came Shabbos. There was a situation where they needed to heat the mikvah for the nashim for Friday night. The water was cold, and it's very hard to be tovel in a mikvah that's cold water, and befrat for a mikvah of nashim, we try to accommodate. So the question was, is there any way to heat the water on Yontif so that the women, when they go to the mikvah on Friday night, they'll be able to be tovel in a hot mikvah. So the Shaila was asked to Rav Wolf Baskowitz. He was one of the Gdolim in Europe at the time. And this is the question that was asked him, and this is what he told him to do. He told him that the mikveh has an attendant, meaning there's a person that takes care of what's going on. He said what he should do is he should heat up water, and he should use the water, I mean, heat up a big vat of water, and heat this big vat of water to make a coffee. That was the story. Use it for a kaffa. Make a coffee with it. You're allowed to do that, because it's Yontif, and Yontif it's mutter to do malacha l'tzar chaychal nefesh. He said, once the water's already hot for your coffee, all right, then it's not a problem. Then you could just take the water, pour it into the mikveh, and like this, you can end up having a hot mikveh. Now, the truth is, the first question you have to ask yourself is, if you're immersed in the halachas of Yontif and Shabbos, is there's a problem of riba b'shiura. What's riba b'shiura? So let's say you're allowed to do malacha for a chayla sheyesh by sakana. Let's say a chayla sheyesh is hungry and he needs food. So you're going to cook food for him. So you say, you know what, I'm cooking anyways. Instead of making a little container of chicken soup, let me put up a big pot of chicken soup. It's awesome to do. It's a problem of riba b'shiura. But the Rama already says that when it comes to heating water for bathing on Yontif, it's mutter to do in a way of riba b'shiura. So there is already a precedence in the Rama, again, without going into it, for the riba b'shiura. So the riba b'shiura issue was alleviated. The other issue that was addressed by the Noid Yudin in this tshuva is, are you allowed to be mechin from Yontif to Shabbos? Again, the mikvah was going to be used on Shabbos. I mean, if the mikvah was going to be used on Yontif, it's a halva tzara. But here, you're using it on Shabbos, it's a gamza tzara. Is this something you're allowed to do? So Rav Wolf Baskowitz, who was a goy noilam, knew this. He told this yid that was going to do it to make an Erev Tavshilin. So if you make an Erev Tavshilin, like this, not a problem. You can be mechin from Yontif to Shabbos with an Erev Tavshilin. Usually you think of an Erev Tavshilin in terms of cooking food to eat. Nah, this was for the mikvah, but it's no different. So he said, make an Erev Tavshilin. If you make an Erev Tavshilin, it's going to be mutter. Either way, the Rav Wolf Baskowitz sent this to Noid B'Yehuda after the fact, and he told him, I want to know for the future. This was my heter. By the way, he told him to do it al yidei akum. He told him to have a guy light it. And this was like a kuli yaseru. So he said, is this something that would be mutter, or is this something that would not be mutter? So the Noid B'Yehuda goes through point by point, and he discusses it. One interesting thing, and this is an epic line for all the coffee aficionados. So he discusses over here whether or not it was okay for him to tell this yid to just make yourself a cup of coffee. Meaning it's 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Who drinks coffee at 4 o'clock in the afternoon? So like, was it a haroma what he told him to do? Meaning, b'shloim, this is what the Rebbe was discussing. If he needed a cup of coffee, I need it anyways. So memela, but you went ahead and you told him, macha kavu. Who said anything about it? You wake up in the morning, you have a coffee. Who said I need a coffee now? So the Yehuda writes like this, v'yofa kasama malasa. He says, Rav Wolf, you were right what you said. Shekafe loy shayach l'didon koydem achila oyachakach. There's no difference as it relates to coffee, whether it's before you ate, after you ate. V'chol shayta zimnehu l'regilim bay. It's always a good time to have a cup of coffee for someone that enjoys a cup of coffee. This is a line of Noida B'Yehuda. Again, v'yofa kasama malasa shekafe loy shayach l'didon koydem. So you were right, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, if you like coffee, it's for sure the right time. What he didn't like was that he did it beharama. What was that, Rama? He didn't really want a coffee. He told him, want a coffee, heat up water for the coffee, and then use it for the mikvah. That already, the Rebbe Yehuda didn't love. And he said, because you did it beharama,
I think you were right for having a guy do it. No, I said, Rabbi Yehuda loved this shuvah. He told him what you did was tremendous. He loved it. He loved how he played it out. He loved that he did it on your day, guy, because it was really only a harama. But if you read the shuvah from the Rabbi Yehuda, it sounds like, had it not been baharama, meaning had this kid really wanted a cup of coffee, it would have been perfectly okay for him to make a fire, boil up water, so that he can make himself a coffee, and then, by the way, take the water, dump it into the mikveh, the women would have hot water. There's no reason he couldn't have done that. The reason the Yehuda is not sure is because at the end of the day, it was Baharom, he didn't really want the coffee. This is what went on. Essentially, there's two tshuvas from the Chassam Sofer, where the Chassam Sofer was asked the same question. Not just the exact question that Yehuda was asked, Chassam Sofer was asked. It's an Erechaim Kuf Mem Vav, it's an Erechaim Kuf Mem Ches, and initially the Chassam Sofer didn't like it. He said, Chodesh Asim in HaTorah, we're going to start heating up mikvahs on Erev Yontiv with an Erev Tavshilin, on Erev Shabbos with an Erev Tavshilin, because you decided you want the water for a coffee or for some other thing. He didn't like it. He says, that I don't like any new things. But then he writes as a postscript to the tshuva in Kuf Mem Vav, after he wrote the tshuva, so it must be he included this later. He writes, and as a result, he doesn't want to go against it. But again, a big part of the issue here was it was Baharama. And because it was Rama, it was Israel. So Rabbi Eitan's Ha'ara was, again, Shaloi Lamaisa, ask your local rabbi. But the Ha'ara was that it could be that if a person needs to wash his hands, you need to wash your hands, or you need to wash Panav Yad V'Raglav. So you turn on the water for Panav Yad V'Raglav. Once you turn the water on, so at that point you can do whatever you want with the water. Just like it was okay in the Rabbi Yehuda's tshuva to heat water for a coffee and then use the water for a mikveh, no, you had no problem with that. His issue seemed to be the haroma component. You didn't really want the coffee. Okay, but let's say you really need to wash your hands. You need to wash your hands. You just ate, you're dirty, you have to wash your hands. So, could you go now and instead of opening the sink, open the shower, and not Baharama, or maybe yeah, Baharama, take a shower. That was the Haras. Again, the Sikkum. What comes out is, are you allowed to take a shower on Yontif or not? Don't open a Shulchan Aruch. Because if you open a Shulchan Aruch and you really want to take a shower, it's a problem. Shulchan Aruch says very clearly, if the Chama was Shulchan Aruch B'Yontif, it's for sure also. If it was Shulchan Aruch B'Erev Yontif, it's like B'Chama Ramad, Ramad says V'Yesh, you're out of business. It's true, your boiler, at least for sure, the earlier part of Yontif, it's still Chamed Shulchan Bubi Yontif, Erev Yontif, but at the same time, it's going to be an Aser. Is there an Eitzah? Yeah, if you want to take the position that today's showers are Shavu L'chol Nefesh, the whole Chumrah of the Shulchan Aruch is based on Tois V'Shita, where Tois V'said in Shabbos Lamites on the days, that taking the shower is not Shavu L'chol Nefesh. You can certainly argue that today, in civilized regions, it's for sure Shavu L'chol Nefesh, and if it's Shavu L'chol Nefesh, based on that, it should be Mutter. Additionally, you could wash L'chura, based on the Bir Halacha, up to half your body, because that's all included in Panav Yad V'Raglav. So can I take two showers, each one half my body? Again, ask your local rabbi. Eva, that's mefurish, that it's mutter. I saw Rav Simcha Bunim Kohn Sefer, incidentally. He says the only time you could do Eva is if you're wearing your clothing. He quotes it from a Sefer that I'm not familiar with. So again, I don't know, but that's the halacha of Eva. Additionally, maybe we have Rav Eitan Schap, where if you need to turn on the hot water anyways, so maybe it's not a harama, maybe you can rely on the tshuva from the Noida B'Yehuda, in which case, maybe that would be an Eitzah as well.